Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild today. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying sunny skies, while Jerusalem experiences a light breeze. It's a pleasant day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports, just in that the IDF has revealed operation diaries from the Gilad Shalit abduction. These documents are released on the 20th anniversary of the incident. Also, earlier today, JNS discusses how Trump's deal with Iran doesn't align with America's long-term interests and could be seen as a betrayal of Israel. Also this hour, Israel Hayom has details of a car set on fire in Afula over a romantic dispute. The suspect was caught after leaving his phone at the scene. Separately, Ynet highlights newly released IDF logs detailing the abduction of Gilad Shalit 20 years after the event. And finally, Jerusalem Post notes that while Israel's alliance with the U.S. is crucial, the country must not outsource its security. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News, covering global perspectives, posted just minutes ago on the stalled U.S.-mediated talks between Israel and Lebanon. The dispute involves Hezbollah-free zones and withdrawal timelines. Tal Heinrich shared a light-hearted comment in Hebrew about something delightful, posting just minutes ago. Al Arabiya English, known for its Middle East coverage, posted earlier today about speculation that Netanyahu might not win the upcoming elections. Now for more on those stories, starting with the newly released IDF diaries from Walla. They document the events surrounding Gilad Shalit's abduction 20 years ago. These handwritten records shed light on the military's response to the attack by Hamas, which crossed into Israel from Gaza. The release adds depth to understanding the impact on Israeli society and military strategy. Turning to the report from JNS about Trump's dealings with Iran, the piece argues the agreement does not benefit America's long-term interests and could damage the U.S.-Israel relationship. The implications are significant for future diplomacy and regional stability. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom tells us about an unusual incident in Afula. A suspect was apprehended after setting a car on fire, leaving a mobile phone behind. The investigation revealed a romantic dispute as the motive. This incident highlights the unpredictable nature of domestic disputes turning criminal. Also today, Ynet provides new insights into the abduction of Gilad Shalit. The detailed logs offer a minute-by-minute account of the events, from the attack on the IDF tank to the kidnapping. This release is pivotal for historical documentation and public understanding of the event. Finally, from the Jerusalem Post, the focus is on Israel's strategic relationship with the U.S. While the alliance remains vital, Israel is cautioned not to rely entirely on American support for its security. This perspective encourages a balanced approach to international relations and national defense. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business discusses how user experience is becoming a new growth engine. As remote work becomes prevalent, offices must adapt to justify their existence, influencing real estate, time links, and business strategies. Separately, Ynet Business reports a diplomatic tension between Russia and Germany. Moscow accuses Berlin of favoring former Nazi veterans over Leningrad siege survivors, a sensitive issue with historical and political implications. And finally, CTEC highlights a breakthrough by Israeli researchers. A Technion-led team has developed an AI method to accelerate breast cancer MRI scans, combining deep learning with mathematical modeling. This advancement could significantly improve medical diagnostics and patient care. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.